everybody.
Hello, this is Kelly.
This is Kayfler. Welcome to the podcast where we candidly navigate life's toughest moments and topics.
Thank you, Kayfler. Yeah, I was going to say I don't have it pulled up in front of me, so I can't. I forget.
I was just updating it earlier today, so it's in my tab here. Hi, what's going on? Welcome.
Oh my goodness. Hi, everybody. We're recording on a Tuesday. We're still like living on the edge a little bit because this episode is supposed to come out tomorrow. So your girls were ahead of the game, and then we got a little caught up on accident. So here we are. We are doing the most, but still thank you to our editor who is doing last minute edits because we really need her at this point. This is the crucial, when the crucial time comes in where we need a really good editor because yeah, your girls are just running on empty, running on fumes at this point. So
on empty. Okay, speak for yourself.
Okay, I will. Yes. Me personally. How are you?
Things are good. It's always just really crazy around this time of year for our longtime listeners. Strawberry is legitimately this weekend. Mm-hmm. We are so jazzed. But like right around this time, May, June, there's always just like a million and 10 things that we have to do. So with that being said, shout out to our producer. Love it. It was amazing. I'm doing really good. I've been very productive over the last like 2 weeks. And I'm just excited. I'm literally going to start packing for Strawberry right after we record. So yeah, I'm just in a really good mood. I'm ready for vacay, honestly. I'm ready to like turn off my computer and smell some grass and hug some people and just fill my cup. And I'm excited.
Yeah. I feel like I just really need a break as well. I think like if anyone knows me personally or anything, you know, like how work has been just, you know, basically since January 2025. But yeah, it's just like getting real weird these last few weeks because we have fully been reassigned. We're fully like a completely different organization. I'm on a completely different team. I am not doing anything that I have been doing for the last, 8 years. So it's all very strange. It's all very odd. And I really am feeling, well, at the moment, I'm like very checked out. And so that's not great. But I also like can't care too much because I tend to care too much about work and it really bogs me down in my personal life. And so I am just like throwing shit to the wind at this point because I can't. Like I literally just like don't have capacity. As soon as they like took away the, you know, the supervisory position from me, I just like lost all care and respect for leadership and whatever that we did have left. So I am just like living my best life and not giving a shit because I'm not a supervisor. I don't have a team anymore. I don't have to care about anyone but myself. And yeah, so here we are. We're just going and living and doing. But yeah, I really need a break. I feel like it would help my brain reset a little bit because I am very negative right now. So I'm ready for vacay, ready for 5 days off. I think I was telling Matt too that I think I just need to take a little bit more time off work at some point during the summer as well because, it's just really feeling icky at this point. So anyway, hopefully vacay is in the future. What about you? Do you have any fun vacay plans this year?
Well, I have my brother. He's coming into town June 3rd. And I am also making some career moves and changes, which means I have a little bit of time available to spend Thursday, Friday at Timothy Lake over here at Mount Hood. So I found us like a little campsite on the south side of the lake. We're going to go hiking. We're going to do 1 day at Clear Lake, 1 day at Timothy, and then I'm going to do probably like 2 or 3 hikes around the Mount Hood area. So that'll be the week, like 2 weeks. I guess it is 2 weeks away. And then I have a friend coming in late July from the 19th to the 29th. And I'm thinking we'll probably do like a gorge trip, or we could probably do like an Astoria day. Just try and get out of town a little bit and see some stuff because the winter will be here as soon as like it will. Winter is coming, people. And I am just going to open up and be fairly transparent about how much seasonal depression gets me. So I just need to like really soak up the sunshine in the summer and make a conscious effort to like get out and do things. So yeah, but that's really it. And then, I'm coming to Bend like a couple of times. I'm going to do some hikes while I'm there when I get back from Strawberry. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing. I want to hear a little bit about what's been in your calendar. Like Folk and Forge is so fun. How was it? Were all the little kids in the mushroom costumes?
It was so good. Yeah, it's such like a beautiful, wholesome festival. It was at a new location that I haven't actually been to yet. And that was really fun getting to experience that with Max. It was his first Folk and Forage as well. But yeah, we had a great time. The weather was a little iffy, like definitely May weather over the Cascades, where it was like a little bit rainy, but also really beautiful, and then sunny, and then rainy, and then beautiful and sunny and rainy. And then, yeah, so over and over again. But it was a great weekend. It was super short. I wish we could have stayed on Sunday night, because that's like just like really chill and really lovely, and handmade moments were actually playing
so fun
that night, which I'm sad that we missed them. But all the other music throughout the weekend was incredible as well. It was just really fun to hang out with the crew and get everyone together and just like chill. And also just, man, it was so necessary for me to like sleep in and recharge and stuff as well. It was really nice to like honestly not be home, where we feel like you have to like do projects and things like that. We literally slept in until like 9:30 every day, and just relaxed. Lovely. And like I got to read my book and ride my bike around, and just like, yeah, it was just really like soul filling. And so I'm very excited about this weekend for that like aspect of it as well, just getting to like chill and lay down and not feel like you have to like run around and do a million things. But anyways, yeah, Folk and Forge is always the best, and it's so fun that all the friends are there, and yeah, all the babies were having so much fun, and the new location was so rad, so that was really cool. And yeah, the music is always incredible. We ended up going to one of the like mushroom classes. It was about like macro identification, which was really cool. We did learn some new things just about like, you know, because mushrooms are scary a little bit. And so it's just interesting to think like break down the mushroom in different aspects of it, so that you can like decide if it's actually, you know, do a better idea or get a better idea of like identifying it and get the actual in case you want to eat it or whatever. It was really cool, and we learned a lot. But also it was just like fun to hang with the homies and dance and listen to music, and but it was just like a great, again, kickoff to the summer activities, because we got lots more music festivals coming. Matt did great also. It was his, I was like, asked him at one point, I was like, is this what you expected? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And I was like, there's no way, you have no idea what to expect, because it's just like this magical fairyland in the middle of the woods that's like created by Austin and Kayla. And I was like, there's no way you knew what to expect coming to this, because I didn't even know what to expect. Like, it's so beautiful. And so just like, the lights are stunning. His artwork is stunning. Like all of it. I'm so impressed every time that like it comes together, and like it's such a chill group of people and everyone's homies, and it's so fun. So we're sad that you couldn't make it, but it was incredible. Well, next year we'll definitely have to like get it on the docket. So
I love for sure. That's so great. I'm really sad that I missed it. I was thinking about it all weekend long when I was like outside doing yard work. I just like, there's a bunch of powdery mildew that's been coming up on my boxwoods outside. So I just spent like 8 hours this last weekend chopping. I gave a lot of bushes, like there's a lot of bushes in my front yard. I gave them a really big haircut. So it's just a little bald, but much needed. They were already looking a lot better over the last couple of days. So yeah. And then we just went to the dump today because we had a lot of like organic material from my yard, and we just like, we weren't going to be able to compost it all. That it was like, it just wasn't going to happen. So we ended up going to the dump, and they charged us $108 for my husband's like 5-foot bed truck. Isn't that so expensive? $108 just to dump.
What was it?
It was just compost.
What was in there?
It's just like
pine, trash?
No, it was just like pine needles and dirt and like, like
really
tree sticks and stuff that we just like picked up from the yard over the last 3 or 4 days that we've been doing yard work. And yeah, it wasn't even like a heaping pile. They charged us $100 over there at Hillsboro. That isn't that ridiculous? I was flabbergasted.
That's crazy.
I know.
You're like, where do you, I could just throw it in someone else's yard. Like, you want me to do that?
We spent like the 30 minutes coming back from there to our house. And every time we saw like a little outturn on the road, you're like, we could have stopped there. We could have stopped there. We could have stopped there and just like dumped it in. Oh. Yeah, it was ridiculous. So, and they made us wear these like little hard hats, and fluorescent vests. It was surreal. It was really weird. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's very confusing. I feel like I mean, that's just like city life, I guess, for us. We're just like not from the city. And so we're like, what? You have to like pay money to like get rid of that kind of shit. Like
literally
just burn everything, you know?
Yeah.
Like if it's a burn day, you just like burn it and it's fine.
I know. I mean, so I've had to go to the dump as a kid when we like were taking apart some rental mobile home or something. Like this is it's not my first time going to a dump. It's my first time going to like someplace in Oregon that charges you $100 to like just put sticks and dirt down, which I don't know. I just found it ridiculous. So I'm a little offended by Hillsborough and waste management there, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, shoot. Was that all just from this last winter? Have you guys already done that before? Or is it like all bunch of buildup?
It's a bunch of, it's probably like 2 years that I've been working and there's like various piles. Mm. There's a really big pile in my backyard that I've been dealing with for the last 2 years. There was another one over here by my neighbor's yard. And then this last weekend, because I just gave everybody a really big haircut, there was a lot. It was just a lot of stuff. And it's not even all the way done. Like we have the green compost thing that like the people take every week.
Oh,
but it's
yeah.
every uh-huh. other week here. So it takes forever and a day to like get it off the land, you know, or get it off my property. So
totally.
If I have a place
to do that. Like, sometimes I just save it and I just fill it completely and then I wait till the next week or whatever and I fill it again.
And I feel like we shouldn't have to do that, but there's just so much shit on my yard. Anyway, it's coming along though. I feel like the last two.
I was going to say, the more you do it, the better it's going to get like every year.
It looks really good in comparison to when we first moved in here. And my hydrangeas are about to pop. Like my rhododendrons are huge. They're super like pink. They're so beautiful. My hydrangeas are about to pop and I just fertilized them with nitrates. I'm hoping that they'll be like really bright and blue.
Ooh, fun. Yeah. When we were driving over the Cascades last weekend, like all the hydrangea or rhododendrons, I mean, even the hydrangeas too. I can't remember. I feel like rhododendrons, the one I'm thinking of. There's just like huge bushes everywhere in every single person's yard. Like every single person has one. And I was just like, wow, they're all like popping right at this very moment. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's very cool.
They're really, really, they're everywhere, but they're so beautiful.
We just don't get those kind of flowers over here on this side of the Cascades. You know what I mean?
I do watch this woman on YouTube and she's in, oh my gosh, where is she? She's by you. I think she's just south of you in like, I don't know, maybe Lapine. I don't know. I need to find it. I'll find it right now. Garden Answer. And she's in Garden Answer, Oregon. Where is she? Ontario, East Oregon. Where is that?
Ontario. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. Oh, let's see. From Bend, it's only, it's actually 5 hours east of you guys.
Wait, east? Whoa, that's really far.
Yeah, that's super far. Way past Burns.
Oh, wait, Ontario. Yeah, wait, Ontario's like basically Idaho, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's on the border of Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closer to Boise for sure. Anyway, but she is in Oregon. And she has like this massive yard. I'll send it to her. She always has like really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in your zone. That so like great. Anything that she puts on her zone, you guys should be able to grow yours. Talk to us about your plant situation.
Wait, I was going to say, can I give an update on the garden? Because it is.
Yes. I want to hear about
very upsetting. Okay. So we have been checking. I mean, obviously everyone knows we've been talking about the garden for a little bit now, but we've been checking the garden like every day. And it's like one of the things that like bring us joy. And so like we were stoked to come back from our weekend because we were like coming back and we were going to be like, oh wait, the garden's going to be like probably extra popping because we've been gone for like 3 whole days. And so it's going to be super exciting because we're going to be like, wait, all these changes, all these things are like coming out and whatever, because we did like a combination of like little starts and seeds. And so like things are coming up at different times and they're like, some of them are taking their sweet little time. Also, it got like really cold again. Anyways, all that to be said is we come back on Sunday and as soon as we get out of the RV, the Matt like takes it had we had like the cover on there because it was like kind of cold over the weekend, like the nights just get kind of cold still, and so we take the covers off of them and like basically everything is eaten, like destroyed.
What?
And we don't know what ate it, and so I think that's the most frustrating part. Like, it wasn't a bug, like definitely not a bug, like it's something bigger, so it's either like a squirrel or a rabbit or mice, even, I don't know, like definitely a rodent. Mm-hmm. And so like all of our tiny little starts have been like literally just like clipped off, like they like look like it just got taken a bite out of. All of our like it left the tomato plant.
Somebody had a feast.
Yeah, literally. And since we were gone, I think because we were gone and Milo was gone too, like there was no, you know, there's no activity whatsoever. So like it left the tomatoes alone. Thankfully it left alone the beets for whatever. It ate like some of the stalks of the beets, but didn't like pull them up or anything. But it literally ate like all of the herbs, all of the like all of the broccoli, it ate all of our like kale and like lettuce, and it ate literally everything. Just like the like marigolds and the asters, like the pollinators that I planted mm-hmm. in there. It just like took nipples out of those, but didn't really like eat them fully. But yeah, it was the most depressing thing to come back to because we like were extra excited to come home to like see the progress on the garden, and like everything was eliminated. Like it's just like bare, you know, it's just like stalk, like tiny little stubs like sticking out of the dirt, and we were just like what? And so yeah, Matt went straight like he's
furious.
Yeah, he is definitely going to yeah, he definitely like looked up all of these different things too,
like traps and
yeah. Well, we were thinking like I was like just thinking of like trap, you know, and just like killing whatever it is. And he was like, no, we need like a live trap, and I was like, okay, whatever. So he like got a bunch of chicken wire and like completely like closed in the entire like garden area, and then completely is like gonna build like cages for all of our beds as well. And then yeah, we got like this like rodent spray, which I did not know there was rodent spray. So anyways, yeah, it was quite I'm sad to say it is quite the update in not a positive way. So he got a bunch new starts as far as like we got new broccoli and he got new kale and he got new lettuce and got new cilantro and that kind of stuff, so we can actually like plant like starts, because most of those things were from seed. And so I think that's like the harder blow, is that if it came from seed, then it's just like such a setback, even though you can totally buy starts again. But yeah, he is like very, very sad about it. So yeah, I know. But we'll get there. I think it's also just like very early in the season still, and so I'm not that heartbroken. Yeah. And also it's only time that it could probably have eaten them, because they're like such a, like a little vulnerable state, you know, whereas if they were bigger plants, it probably wouldn't have even touched them, because it would have, that would have been way too overwhelming or whatever.
This is a good learning experience though. Cause like, if you're going to be a serious gardener, then this is going to happen. It's just, you know,
I'm just shocked, because like I was telling Matt, I was like, I have lived in Bend and I've had 3 successful gardens, and I have never had anything happen. Like, yeah, there's bugs, like sometimes like there's the worms and whatever, but like literally nothing that's like eaten the entire garden like that before. Like that's nuts. I don't know. I'm just shocked. I like cannot really fully believe it. Yeah. So
what do you think it was? Like a bird? It might have been a bird.
Oh yeah.
Bird.
Matt was thinking a bird too. I think it's a bunny, but I also don't know how the bunny got up into because you know how we have the like herb ladder like next to the beds. The only thing it could have done is like jump up the ladder to get onto the beds. Cause otherwise it has to be a mouse, because nothing else can jump up and that high onto the bed.
Spider-Man bunny. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
My God. Yeah.
I hope it's not a mouse though. You don't want like rodents. I know we were, I'm really worried that I have rodents in my house. So
in
like
your
I said,
house?
This is if I'm learning it like the walls, you know what I mean? Or like under the house. I don't know. Cause we have the people that come by like every month or something, and they spray for bugs and spiders and whatever. And they keep mentioning rodents. And my husband found a bunny or found a mouse in the wood shop. So he, and it got, you know, he was like in the trap, he found it. So like, I'm wondering if there's probably more, but this is a good experience to like figure out what you're susceptible to, how to protect your garden moving forward, what pests and like things that you can do to mitigate pests in the future. Cause like I got squirrels galore at my house. If squirrels were if I could get them within a trap, then I absolutely would. But like they won't go in a trap because they're smart. But that's why I haven't invested in a whole bunch of like vegetables. I've just been doing tulips. I've just been doing like flowers and stuff because I know as soon as I plant like some kind of pea or, you know, some kind of vegetable, those fucking squirrels are going to come and wage war on my ass. And I am unprepared for that. Anyway, I'm so sorry though. I know that you guys were so jazzed about it. It's still early.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Yeah, totally. That's the only, I mean, the other thing kind of what you just said, what Matt was like, I feel like it's good that we like are going through all these things now because next year will just hopefully be like, you know, super chill and super laid back because we already have the entire area like blocked off and
kind of annoying, caged off but or whatever it's a necessary you want to call it. Evil, so, unfortunately.
Yeah. Totally. We're getting there. We're getting there eventually. But yeah, that's our garden update as of now. I'm still very excited about all the things that are growing in there though. Like all the things that we grew from seed that are still doing well, I'm like very excited about. So
I mean, your strawberries.
Yeah. The strawberries look great. They didn't touch the, okay. So good. Funny. Yeah. They didn't touch the strawberries. They didn't touch the mint. They didn't touch the, carrots, which is just so great. Yeah. They're on the very bottom of the ladder as well. So definitely could reach those. It didn't touch, like I said, the beets and the tomatoes. So those are like the important things to me. I'm like very excited. Oh, the potatoes, it didn't touch the potatoes either or the sweet potatoes. So yeah, that's really interesting. It has like its specifics that it loves anyway. Weird. Or like the cruciferous vegetables apparently. But yeah. So here we go. I'll try to give you an update next time we record on
Let me know
where the garden
hopefully
is going.
This is the last time that you have to deal with this nonsense. I did want to mention, because we were talking about strawberries, I walked down to the Tiger, they have like that farmer's market every Sunday or something. Yeah, it's every Sunday. And I was walking around the market and I could just smell in the air like ripe strawberries.
Oh, it's the best. You like,
right? Like you go to a fruit stand or whatever and it just smells like ripe, delicious, juicy, like ruby red strawberries. Yeah, I wanted to buy one, but they wanted like $35 for like a huge carton of it, which I thought was a little pricey for some
strawberries. Yeah, that's a lot.
I know that I was like at the Tigard Market, so it's like right downtown, and that's like, I get that's a high price point, but I just couldn't bring myself to
I'm sorry. Even if they're like the most purest of the earth, that's still crazy.
They smelled really good.
So I
looked really good.
Went to the farmer's market because it just started two Wednesdays ago, the farmer's market downtown again. And I went last Wednesday because I just happened to like have an appointment at that time. So I just like swung by within the last like 10 minutes of the farmer's market being open. And I got strawberries and they are literally just like melt in your mouth. Like so good. Yeah. They just remind me of California and just like getting like road strawberries, you know, off the side of the road. Oh, they're the best. And when they're warm too.
Oh yeah, when they're warm, so good.
But I got like my cartons, you know, the like green thingies. I got three of those for like $12, I think. Which is like still expensive.
That's expensive. Yeah, I still think it's expensive.
But for it being fresh, like organic, local, I feel like $12 is not that bad. But also there's a guy there, a mushroom guy, and I just thought it was so fitting since we were going to Fulk and Forage. And he was selling these huge, beautiful mushrooms. Like I got oh my God, I already forgot what they're called. I got oysters, obviously. I got like a salmon oyster and then just like a yellow oyster mushroom. And I actually cooked those up with steak on Saturday night when we were at Fulk and Forage. And then the other ones I got, they're porcinis. I got, so he was like, since it's the end of the day, like if you want, you can, it's buy one, get one half off or whatever. So I ended up getting two cartons and they're like huge carton of mushies.
Excellent.
But, anyway, so it was just, I forget that I
love a porcini.
Love that kind of stuff. And it's so funny because like when you're at the farmer's market and I'm like $14 for mushrooms. Yeah, of course I'm going to spend that. That's nothing. And but like, would I ever spend $14 on mushrooms at the grocery store? Hell no.
Absolutely.
But not. At the farmer's market, it's like money doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, of course. That's such a good deal. Like, obviously. Anyway,
I guess I'm hoping that it goes directly to like the farmer, but I don't know that for certain. So maybe that's just like the price point on that. But
I was literally thinking, Matt and I were talking about it last night as well because of our garden. And we're like, we were like just so excited about saving so much money on groceries and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, how much would we actually have to grow in order to make a profit? Because yeah, it does seem expensive, but like if you know where your food is coming from and like whatever, and they are making money on it, they have to charge more money than that even, because how much of it gets wasted anyways, you know what I mean? Or it goes bad or whatever. Like, they have to charge a shit ton of money because I don't know. I mean, just with the amount of money we spent on like soil and fertilizer and starters and water and making the beds and all this shit, I'm like, yeah, you have to charge a fuck ton in order to get paid back on fucking crops. Like, that's insane.
We should probably have a farmer on here to tell us about all their profit and loss and strategies in their P&L sheets.
Yeah, I'm sure they have it down to a science now at this point, but it's crazy. I just find it.
Yeah.
So I will pay whatever they want me to pay, honestly, at this point. So yeah.
I'm still going to be mad about $35 for a carton of strawberries.
Yeah. But no, that's criminal for sure. Anyone can grow strawberries.
I have a question for you really fast.
Yeah.
What is your like death row meal? You know how people are like, okay, you're on death row, your last meal, like what would you pick?
I'm like super simple. I feel like mine would be like, I don't love when people say like lobster and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, mine would be like a good ass burger and like my favorite kind of fries and a huge vat of ranch, because the ranch. And like my dessert would be probably something like super simple, just like ice cream and like froyo even, because I love soft serve ice cream so, so much.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Just I was like, so close to going to the froyo the other day. I was going to text you.
I didn't. I still want it. I drive by it like so often and I'm like, why? You can, can go get it, but I just won't.
I think like, that's like a hill that I would die on. Like, I'm a millennial girl, white chick lady who just like loves her froyo. So just like come at me. I don't care. So for my death row meal, it's definitely like ice cream and like just give me a vat of strawberries like that, like ripe, super fresh, smelling delicious strawberries. Just like give me all of the strawberries. I will eat them all until I puke. Okay. Yeah, that would be my death row meal for sure. But probably a burger. Like, I have this craving forever and always. I will always forever crave like a really good burger, and I have not been able to find one.
You still haven't got one? You wanted one like 2 weeks ago too when you were coming over.
I know.
That sucks. I'm sorry. I
find one for the life of me. I know. It's fine. It's just one of those things. Like, every burger, there's just something lacking, or there's like something missing, or they did it wrong, or it's too squishy, or it's not done enough, or whatever.
Oh my
gosh.
There's like
not enough meat to vegetable ratio.
Guess what?
I'm very particular.
We're going to get In-N-Out on the way down or the way back.
I know.
So that will be your little burger fix. But I don't know. I don't know if that like is fulfilling the need that you are discussing right now, but.
No, it's close, but not quite. I need like a gourmet burger. You know what I mean?
Okay. But, yeah.
I'll take In-N-Out every day.
You know how like all the gourmet burgers, it's like the like onion ring with the barbecue sauce, or like it's like the gorgonzola cheese with like the caramelized onions. Like, what is your gourmet burger?
Definitely like no gorgonzola, because I can't do blue cheese.
Okay.
That's not for me.
okay.
But I do like the idea of a burger with like a mushroom like thing, like a mushroom gravy or something.
Okay.
That sounds pretty delicious.
Whoa.
Definitely a ton of iceberg, or like some kind of like a thicker lettuce ratio. Like, one little slice of lettuce is not the game. Okay. I actually want to like taste the lettuce. So like a heaping helper. Whatever of that. Fresh onions for sure. Tomato. I want like a beefsteak tomato, like a big fat juicy one.
Connor can make this for you this weekend also, because
he's making smash burgers. So those are going to be like a little bit more.
I do love a smash burger. Yeah.
I think it'll be fun. I think the kids are going to have a good time with it. Mm-hmm. Plus we should probably do some like chili or something. I didn't even think about that until right now.
That is what Spencer and Heather are going to bring for Thursday night's meal. So I'm sure we'll have a little bit left over. We could put on a burger.
Yeah, I'm like not mad at a messy burger. I don't have to be like all prim and proper about it. Like it just all over my face, dripping with grease. I don't care. I think that would be good.
I'm not shocked, but I also am shocked that burger would be your death row meal for some reason. I feel like you would be fancy girl. You would want like a charcuterie board or something like that.
Oh, okay. I mean, no, I definitely would want like just a like the world's best burger that's just like craving or like ticks all of my boxes and then hits my craving. Yeah, I would send me off to the afterlife with that in my tongue. I think I'd be happy because like steak would be okay, but I don't know. Steak is just one of those things that people get wrong all of the time.
Yeah.
Which just pisses me off and I'll just like be dead mad because I didn't get the kind of steak that I wanted. So.
That's fair. 100%.
But mostly strawberries, I would say. Like, if anything, just give me like a teaspoon of ice cream and like 2 acres of fresh, delicious strawberries, and I'll eat it all. So like right strawberries now. With just a little bit of sugar on top of it. Oh, forget it. That's what I ate as a kid all the time.
Yum. That sounds so good. Such we a should California make a girl like, thing.
Yeah, we should do like a baked like cake, strawberry cake or some kind of like cupcake thing. That would be really fun.
Or strawberry shortcake. Such.
Ooh, strawberry shortcake sounds delish. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm excited. I think it'll be fun for strawberry.
Yeah. I think it'll be great as well. We're going to miss mom a lot, but that's okay. It will survive. We'll figure out the food situation and we'll get there. I'm going to go to Costco tonight, mom.
I mean, we're going to.
Yeah, we're going to starve to death.
Don't let me forget my ticket.
I was literally
put my ticket in my car.
Yeah.
Right now.
Same. I need to do that too. Okay. I'm going to put that on my list right this second.
We're at like 30-ish minutes. Do we want to do gratitudes and grievances?
Yeah.
And then maybe save. We have like games and stuff, but we can always like tease that for later.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want to do a little hop on here and say hi to everybody and see how everyone was doing. Do you want to start with your gratitude or grievance?
Yeah, I want to do my grievance is definitely Waste Management Hillsboro. Like, just mad disappointed. I can't believe they gave me a hard hat to like unload dirt from the back of my truck. Like
that's
it was
hilarious.
Surreal.
I wish I got to see that.
I feel like, and I'm not really good at like the TikToking and posting and stuff, but if I had like remembered to have posted, I'd been just like, look at how trash this trash place is. It's just full of trash people. It's just trash.
That's so funny. I love it.
Anyway, funny. That's my grievance.
I think my grievance, yeah, we've kind of already talked about them both. I definitely think it will be the rodent situation in the garden because that was such a bummer to come back to. And just, yeah, really big step back to the whole team on this
but
house front.
But he's still excited about it, right? Like he's not just scorched earth. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's 100%. Good. Yeah, no, he definitely like already rebought a bunch of starts and stuff and he's like ready to replant things. So we'll see if by the time I come out of work today, if he's already replanted the full bed that got eliminated. I think that we are just in a learning curve of trying to figure it out. And he's never done a garden before. And so he's just like, is this normal? Like, what is happening? And I'm like, no, it's not normal. Like, I'm sorry. So anyways, he's just like extra bummed because of that. But it's okay. We will get there and we're going to have a poppin' garden by August. We're going to have food, like farm to table shit for every single meal. And I'm going
to
get
so
good at making all these random ass meals out of these weird like herbs and shit that we're growing. Cause
it's great.
Here we go. But
here we go.
Definitely. definitely a sad thing to come back to on Sunday. That was not great. And then going straight into the work week. But
Us off with our gratitudes. What do we want to
Very grateful just for Squish and how lovely everyone is, how wonderful Folk and Forage is, and just like how chill and like fun of a community it is to be a part of. And like I'm very grateful for all of them. Because yeah, we just like had someone saving us a spot for when we got there, because we did get there pretty late considering the festival started like on Friday morning ish or I guess midday. And so we had like a spot for our huge SRV and like a good spot to come into, and just got to camp next to all of our friends. And it was just so fun to like Yay. Get to hang out in the RV and play games and dance and do all the things. And I just, yeah, it's sad when we don't get to see each other for a long time. Just because like, yeah, this last year has been kind of weird, and like people have been going through a lot of different things, like having babies and yeah, just lots of like life transitions. And so I feel like we haven't got to hang out as much as we used to. So it's just really fun to get back in the community and like all hang out and be together. And yeah, so very grateful for Squish.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
We love Squish.
Yeah, definitely. 1000%. But anyways, that's it from us, everybody. We will let you know as soon as we get back from Strawberry, like how Strawberry went. And
yeah, more updates for sure.
Yeah. And we love you all so much. Thanks for being candid.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.